Hi, Ismail?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, Ismail. It's Jesse with Local Splash.
Oh, hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing okay.
Okay, I got your text message yesterday. I tried calling and texting you this morning. I'm not sure if you received it.
I probably did. I'm just, you know, running the job during the day.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I know you're a busy guy. I was just wondering, you said it turned out it was a bad time to contact you today. So what's going on? What are you thinking now?
I think my main concern is the only thing holding me from pulling the trigger would be, I'm not going to say guarantee because I know you guys don't like to say guarantee, but,
right.
Making sure that we're on the same page of getting onto, that top one, two, or three spot that I want, that I really want.
Right, right.
So I know you can't give me specific companies, but what are the stats? What are your guys' numbers look like? Like, do you guys have any local companies? You don't have to name them that are in the one, two, three spot.
Let's see. What did I already send you? I'm just wondering, did you look at the YouTube video I sent you at all?
I actually didn't. I'm sorry.
No? Okay. Well, so the only thing that I can send you as of now is an example of a website with a ranking customer. So this was a customer that gave us permission to share their information. So this person has been with us for 5 years now. They are a top-ranking customer. So I just sent that over to you right now.
I received this link yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, so that's somebody that is ranking on the first page that I can, I have the ability to share their information. So
by first page, I don't mean the More Businesses first page. I mean the first page, there's three listings. I want to be in those.
So the way to do that, Ismail, is going to be listed on the map section of Google. So, I mean, on the ad section that we talked about. So that's how you're going to get on that top three, is by being listed on the ad section. So for the 449.
Not the top three as in the paid ads. I meant the top three in the Google Maps businesses.
Right.
You know how there's three listings that show up before you click on More Businesses?
Right.
More often
right.
than not, the people will click on those three first. And then they start looking through More Businesses. So I'm trying to get, and this is why, and I'm not saying that these companies are even able to, but they're all promising that spot. I want to know that you guys aren't, I'm not asking for a guarantee, but you are dancing around my question when I'm asking if I can get to that spot. My end goal is to get to that spot, not the first page after I click on More Businesses.
Yes. So we will get you to that spot. But I mean, we will get you to that spot, but I just can't give you we want to under-promise and over-deliver our services. So.
Right, which is why I'm not asking for specific names, which you just sent this specific company. I'm sure mm-hmm. you guys keep track. So how often do you guys get companies to that spot? The spot that I'm asking. How often is it that you guys get companies to that spot?
So we get people to that spot with a 4.9 satisfaction rate and 10,000 customers. I wouldn't know exactly specifically the stats for that specific question, but we're always going to get them to the first page. So for the top three, I mean, see, but that's the thing that I keep on saying, Ismail, is it's not a directory listing. So, you know, you can't guarantee somebody that spot. I mean, if somebody is going to be guaranteeing you that spot, they're really, like, just trying to get your business. You know, I mean, that's really, it's just a sales tactic that's a promise that's not going to be delivered, right? So that's, you know, in order to be a Google partner, we can't tell you that because it will rotate. So we'll get you in that top three, but then one day you could be in that top three, the next day you could be fourth. Right.
Right. And I'm totally fine with that. I definitely don't want to be up there forever, but I don't want to be like on the front page, but like the 15th listing. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just,
no.
It's not productive. It doesn't, I'm not gonna get as many leads as I think I am. So
right.
And I'm not saying that I'm not gonna get a lot of leads, but I'm not gonna get as many leads as the guy who's fifth or sixth or fourth. It's still better
right.
than being tenth or the last listing on the first page. First page
or even the second page.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying. That's the only thing that's making me not sign is because I'm not getting a really definite answer. And I know it's not, easy to answer that, but because so many companies are throwing it out there that, we can get you that spot. We can get you that spot. And maybe they don't fulfill the promise, but that's why I'm asking what makes you guys different from, are you guys able to, do you know? So are you saying that you guys don't know the process to get someone there?
No, so the process to get somebody there is backlinking, it's optimization, it's keyword, it's content creation. The amount of that we do in the first month alone, just to give you an idea, would take a single person 100 hours to do. So when we're doing 100 hours of work into your company to get you on that first page, that's where that's going to come into play. Like if somebody is just going to list their business through a Google Business Profile, they're not going to be found on the first page unless they're in like some podunk town, with nobody really else in their town that does anything, right? Like if they're in the Midwest somewhere and there's just not a lot of other companies out there competing with the business that they do, then yeah, there's that slight possibility that they're going to end up on the first page, right? But when you're in a place like Ontario and, there are other companies out there competing for that first page. Right, you're going to need an SEO company, a search engine optimization company that's constantly backlinking, optimizing, submitting the optimization, that's monitoring your profile. So to keep you up on that first page, to be scanning through the internet to make sure that your information is on the board correctly. Those are the different things that are going to keep you from being on the first page, and those are the things that we're going to do to make sure that you're on there.
Yeah, so you don't have to name any specific companies, but I'd like to go back to the numbers. Do you guys have a total number of contractors in a similar industry in Southern California?
Do we have what? Say that one more time.
Do you have the number of the total contractors that you guys are servicing in Southern California for a similar trade?
So we work with companies, contractors literally all over the country. So I mean, I can't give you a specific number of how many contractors we're working with in Southern California. It's just a matter that we had the position in your area become available, right? So we only work with one person in your area that does what you do to maximize you being on that first page within a 50-mile radius.
I'm not getting sold because I'm not getting the answers that I'm looking for.
Right, right. I mean, and that's the thing, Ismael, is – I keep on saying to you, it's just that success on the internet is about working with the right person. I'm not here to be pushy and give you promises that are not going to be fulfilled when I know that it's going to happen with getting you on the first page. I just, like I was saying, it's not a directory listing, so it's not a locked position that you're just calling to constantly be on that first page. It could rotate, but that's the whole point of having a company.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that, but how often am I going to reach the top? Am I going to even get there? And when I get there, I understand I won't stay there. There'll be times where I'm going to rotate between other contractors that are getting the same services. So I'm not expecting to be there forever, but what I'm hoping is that I'll be there at least.
Yeah, you'll be there as long as you're having a service that's working with you behind it. I mean, but that's what the timeline is for, the timeline that I gave you. So it'll be 30 to 45 days that you'll be on the first page, okay? So
you guys are saying, yeah, that's your guys' timeline, 30 to 45 days to be on the first page of the More Businesses first page. What's the timeline look like normally to be on the first three? So I understand 30 to 40 days to get on the first page, whether that's the last listing or the first listing, whatever it is, but 30 to 40 days to get on the first page. what the timeline look like to get on the first three? 90 days, 120?
It would be about 90 days, yeah. But the first page is going to be 35 to 40. Or, yeah, 30,
yeah,
30 to 45.
Yeah, that, and that's perfectly fine with me. I'm sold on that. That's what I'm sold on, but I don't want to just be on the first page. Like I mentioned to you, the first page and being the last listing doesn't really help me at the end of the day. I think it's going to get me some leads, but I don't think it's going to really serve me like being number five, number six, number seven.
Okay. Well, I mean, Ismael, you know, I really want your company to be successful. You know, it just, the thing is, I can't promise you that. And, you know, it'll be really unfortunate if you work with somebody that is promising you that and then you're not getting that result and then you just kind of wasted your time, you know? So, yeah. I mean, but it's, I'm not going to pull your arm. You know what I mean? Like, I know that we're going to get you the results you're looking for, but if that's a deal breaker, then, I mean, there's nothing I can do because I can't make you that promise. I mean, again, like being a Google partner, we are not allowed to be a Google partner and make promises that we can't fulfill. And it's not that we're not going to get you on that first page, but I cannot, you know, give you those promises and then have Google. It looks bad for Google, right? If we're a partner with them and then, you know, we're giving you unrealistic expectations of the service and then you get upset about it. Like somebody who's not a good Google partner, that they're giving you those unrealistic expectations because they aren't a Google partner and they don't have to deal with Google, you know, that partnership, right? So, I mean,
so it's not really the promise I'm looking for because you can really ease my mind if I just heard numbers. That's why I'm asking for statistics, which you're kind of saying that you can't provide me with because of are they legal issues? That's why you can't provide me with numbers?
Well, I can't. The only reason, like I said, I can't provide you with other contractors that may be in Southern California is a privacy thing. So we're only allowed to share specifics on other companies if they give us permission. And so the one company that did give us permission, I did send you their information already. I mean, I know.
So without the specifics on a certain company, I asked for numbers like, you know, your guys' company numbers. The numbers of your guys' company that you guys are servicing other contractors so that it can help ease my mind, which, you know, because that will do a lot more justice than you guys promising or guaranteeing because numbers prove everything.
Right. Well, that's where our
fact. So
that's why we have a 4.9 satisfaction rate. Okay, we have worked with over 10,000 clients and businesses that trust us with their marketing. We've been in business for 17 years doing this. You know, those are the numbers
No doubt. No doubt about the reviews. No doubt about the reviews. The reviews are there. But you can get a 5-star review from just having a pleasant conversation and you know a good experience over the phone with a customer service call. You know what I mean? It doesn't all mean that the service was great. It you know, even though you get a lot more bad reviews if the service was bad, but saying that
right.
Our guy's service is bad, but you know, reviews are based off of a number of things. It's not the numbers, which is what I'm looking for. It's the actual numbers of the services that you guys have provided or the statistics. So I know you just mentioned your reviews are 4.9. I totally understand that. That means you guys have run a great company, but the thing that's going to really sell me is hearing the numbers. You guys don't have to say a guarantee, you know, what that looks like for, because they can, so even though they're guaranteeing it, they're at least backing it up with numbers. And I don't know if those numbers are fabricated. The other companies that I'm talking about, and I'm not saying that they're better or they're worse, but they at least showed me pages of their numbers of how many people they're getting on the first page, getting on the top three listings and how often that happens. So that's why I guess they say they guarantee, and yet you get people that say, oh, they, you know, people that complain about them or say that their services are not what they said they were. So that's nothing that you can provide me with?
It's not something that I have available, no. That is the numbers, like, specifically for the people in the country, I don't have that, no. So, you know, and I'm just being completely upfront with you. I mean, to me, that sounds like it would be fabricated, you know, personally, which is probably why it's something we don't provide because those things change all the time. So, I mean, you know, I could get somebody on the first page and then take a picture of it. And then tomorrow they're on, you know, they're number five, right? You know, and then so I'm sending you a picture of something that isn't realistic. So since those things are changing constantly, you know, it's that would be, you know, it's probably why we don't have that available to be able to just send over something that, you know, isn't concrete, you know, isn't necessarily
real. How do you guys keep track of how well you're doing with the, with your guys' contractors?
Well, that's where,
don't keep the data.
That's where our, satisfaction, you know, and our reviews come into play. You know, I mean, that we wouldn't keep, I mean, our techs, they have the specifics of that, but the leads on the account, we don't keep specifics on, you know, the data of that.
Right. So you don't have available, would I be able to speak to a tech with that information?
Well, the only time that you speak to the techs is once you sign up for the program. So, then you would get over to the techs and they would, let me check real quick. Hold on. One second. Are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a wood fence, installing the wood fence.
Okay. Is it a big job or?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. And you have a crew, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, probably working. My schedule's getting backed up, and I'm still involved in the work. I'm not at the point where I can just stay from home and work. So.
Okay, wait here. Okay, here we go. So, I do have this. At least, you know, it's something that I can show you. So it is our, client success. And the clients that we have gotten ranked on the first page. So, here, I just sent you that in a text message. I mean, I know none of them are specifically contractors, but these were the other clients that were able to let you know, that they have been ranked on the first page. Did you get the text message?
Yeah, I got the link. I'm looking at it now. Oh, so you guys do the advertising for Vivint?
Mm-hmm. Vivint Storage, Expert Furniture Restorations. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those are huge companies.
Yeah. No. Definitely. So
yeah,
I mean,
if they relate to the small contractor like me.
Well, I mean, you know, it's at one point these people were small, right? You know, and then it was a matter of getting them big by being advertised. I mean, the only way you're going to get money is by spending money, right? And in order, and it's about spending money smart, right? So spending money where people are going to be able to, you know, see your services, where they're going to find you, where you're not going to have to be like knocking on doors and handing out business cards, you know, just because everybody is going to Google to find your services. You know.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I didn't really understand that. I'm obviously spending. I know you meant you guys, we talked about it earlier, I'm spending a lot more in advertising than I would be. So it's not that it's definitely an upgrade, whether even though I would be spending less. It's just, I'd hate to, so actually let me see about this. Is it a contract I would be setting up?
No, so it's a 2-month agreement. So, it's just a verbal agreement, but it still would just be and you wanted to do the $2.99 package, right? That's
right,
the Facebook ad. So that's $2.99. Uh-huh. The first month does come with a setup fee of $99 just to cover the programming. And then next month would be $2.99. But it is month to month because we actually want to earn your business month to month, Ismael. We are a performance-based company. So
it's 2 months and then month to month.
Yes.
So I could cancel at any time and there wouldn't be anything holding me back?
No. So you would just have to contact customer support 3 days before your next billing.
Okay. Oh, perfect, man. You know what? Let's just do that then.
Okay.
It couldn't hurt me since there's no contract involved, that I might as well try it out. And if all worse comes to worse and things don't work out, then I'll just cancel. But if things end up great, of course, like you're saying they will, then why would I cancel?
I was just going to say, you're not going to. So I know you won't, but you always have that possibility so that we can earn your business month to month.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so Ismael, your first name is spelled Ismael, correct?
Actually, no. Can I text it to this number that you send links at?
Yeah, your first, last, and middle initial. That's fine.
Okay. And I actually saw your guys' company name listed when I searched the top digital marketing agencies. Your guys' name is always in like top 100, so.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been around doing this for a while, so. I mean, I love the company I work with. I know that I've seen the results with our company. Oh, you spell your name very interesting. I've never seen that spelling before. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is it pronounced Mealy?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so I've been saying it wrong this whole time and you didn't even correct me.
No, it's fine.
Okay, no worries. And so then what would be the best email for you?
EmpireCustomConcrete@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. And then the best phone number to always reach you on is going to be the 506 number, right?
Yeah.
So you said it's EmpireCustomConcrete@gmail.com. For some reason, that's not coming up. Hold on, let me try one more time. Okay. And then the best address for you is going to be the 1722, correct?
Yeah.
South Fern Street?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so then for your hours of operation, what are those going to be? Like, when are you taking phone calls?
7 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then do you do emergency calls at all?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And do you charge for those?
No.
Okay. And do you take cash, card, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle?
Yeah.
All of the above?
All forms of payment. Yeah, all forms of payment.
And then...
I know you guys will need to be working with my website, but I mentioned that I'm getting it made this week, so it should be ready sometime Friday or Monday, so.
Okay. Okay. And then your preferred method of contact is going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah, phone, text, email.
And then if you want to just give me, you know, the main areas. So I know you service Ontario. What areas around there are you going to be servicing?
Rancho. All of. Do you do it by county or by city?
We'll just do it by city. We can do it by either one for right now is fine. Just so I can give this information to my tech people to.
Okay,
you know,
so surrounding cities would be Rancho, Claremont, Upland, the Pomona, Ontario, Chino Hills.
And you said Riverside,
is there a limit
right?
to the city?
Before
is there a limit?
It's up to 50 miles. So
To 50 miles. Okay, so
yeah.
Yeah, it would be let's see, Eastvale, Arupa Valley, Corona, Norco.
Okay, we can do input that for now. And then your services that you provide, I know it's concrete, obviously, concrete pours or what, paves, construction?
Yes, everything, all concrete-related work. Do you want me to go into specifically?
No, that's fine. So, I mean, is there anything else besides concrete? Do you do, like, construction?
Yeah, so other than concrete would be, construction, block walls.
Fences.
Pavers.
Right.
Fences. It's all hardscaping. And, masonry, brickwork.
Okay. And then, you don't have a business Facebook yet, correct? That was right?
No, I just barely made one, this week.
Oh, you did make one. Okay. So.
Yeah, I did make one.
Is it under just Empire Custom Concrete, right?
Yes, yeah, yes it is.
Okay, let me see if I can.
That's, I know that was, you said that was included, was a Facebook management page?
Yes, so we would run Facebook ads. So I just need to get the URL for them. Let's see if I can find it myself, though. So I think I have it here. Hopefully there's only one.
There might be, there is another company that's in a different state with the same exact name.
Okay.
So you might find their Facebook page might pop up first.
Let's see. Let me try with your name or your number. Hold on. Your number is listed on the Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay, not coming up for some reason. Do you, any chance have the URL on you?
Yeah, I might be able to get it right now.
Yeah, maybe if you could just text it to me, that'd be great. It'd be super
helpful.
Yeah,
I'll text it to you.
Okay, and then, okay. So, let me put this here. Okay, so for your billing, is it going to be a company card or a business card?
It's a business card, yeah.
Okay, and so does it have your business name on it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And then, And it has your first, middle, and last name on it, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And then, it's the same address though, right? The 1722 South Fern?
Yes, same thing as.
Okay, and then is it going to be a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And so, Ismail, I'm gonna say it wrong. So, Ismaili, when you say your card number to me, go ahead and say it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay. 4427.
4427.
4270.
4270.
6885.
6885.
5875.
5875. Okay. And then the expiration?
0826.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back?
256.
Okay. So the next thing I'm going to go ahead and do with you is I'm going to read you what's called the voice verification. So that's just an added form of protection for you, and it's also because I have you on a discounted pricing program that is not normally advertised.
Okay.
So if you have any questions while I'm going through this, just go ahead and say, you know, hey, Jesse, I don't understand, and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. This is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Empire Custom Concrete.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Is Emily Falpula, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Could you repeat that question?
Well, so basically just what this means is if you get anybody, any other online marketing that you do, if you do that, just let us know. So it's not a conflict.
Okay.
You won't need anything else, but just let us know if you do anything else, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
So your payment for the initial term of the account setup will be charged in today's date of 3/17/22 in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the two-month term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th of the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges of your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Just a little bit of clarification. The first 2 months is the price with the initial additional $99.
No. So it's just the first month is $398, and next month it'll be $299.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I'm fine.
Okay. Okay. So, but you agree to the cancellation and renewal terms, correct?
Yes. Did you go over it was month to month, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So it's just a 2 month agreement, like I was saying. It's just a verbal agreement.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
that's
fine.
You know. Okay. Perfect. So, the next thing I'm gonna do with you is you should have received a couple of text messages just now.
Okay.
One of them is going to be it's a Local Splash. You know, we sent you a copy of your invoice.
Okay.
So go ahead and open that up for me.
Should that be on my email? Okay. Okay, got it.
So this
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, this is everything that we discussed in writing. So this would be your invoice. So go ahead and scroll down to the bottom of that for me.
Okay, got it.
And then input your name there at the bottom, just how it appears right above it.
Oh, I'm sorry. How do I input my name?
It should say sign. It has like an orange box. It says sign.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't press the click here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, confirm.
Oops. Oh, wait, don't press confirm yet. Before you press confirm, press I certify that I'm an authorized holder on the signer of the credit card. It's a little white box.
Right. Oh, is this just an invoice for today? It's not for the charge for every other month or for every month?
Yeah, well, so this is what you'll be charged. So this is the invoice for today, yes. But
yeah,
it's just
for today, right?
Yeah, it's just for today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, should I have press confirm?
Yeah, go ahead and press confirm after you hit the white box and put in your name.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Okay, it's all good. Then there's the username, sign in.
Yeah, go ahead and bookmark that. That's going to be for your reporting dashboard, and you'll get the login credentials for that within 1 to 3.
Okay. Do you guys have a mobile app, or is it just this website?
No, it would just be the website. So we don't have an app.
Okay.
That's something we're working towards, but as of right now, we don't have one. But a lot of people do ask about that. So
yeah, sounds good. No, it just makes things a little bit more convenient, but this is fine.
Okay. So if you bookmark it, if you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah, so it's fine.
So there's a way to put it directly to your page, right?
It's straight to my homepage, so it's all right.
Okay, great. So the next thing I'm going to do with you is I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview. So like I was saying, this is where the magic really starts, where you're going to get your keywords inputted, where they're going to get the URL,
okay.
The content editing. Okay, so let's see what I have available right now. So I do have today from 1 to 2.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So we'll do today from 1 to 2. So no, it's not going to take an hour. It's just an hour slot, just in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. So
right.
Just be ready from 1 to 2, and they'll be able to contact you and get that all done. It should take about 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then if you could just do me one last favor and just text me your URL for your business Facebook. That'd be great.
Yes, I'll do that now. If it was
okay.
Created on the same, so I just like added a business to my personal page. Is that does that not have its own URL?
No, so it is the same thing. So that's why you need a personal Facebook. The reason is when people run Facebook advertisement, they do it straight through their personal Facebook. We have a way to do it through a manager that is able to target a larger range of people, but you would still need it through your personal Facebook because the messages are always going to go to your personal Facebook. So, when somebody contacts you on there, it will always go to your personal Facebook. Now, that doesn't mean that your personal Facebook is going to be, on anything. Like, they're not going to see your personal information.
Yeah.
And that's just where the messages will be directed.
I see. Okay. And there's no way to make a separate Facebook page just to have it as a separate identity, so to say?
I mean, if you wanted to, it's super easy to make a Facebook, so you could totally. You
oh, okay.
Need
so
another
you guys,
email.
Yeah, and you guys would be able to work with that separate page?
Yeah, we would make a separate Facebook profile, unless you wanted to make it for yourself, for your business. But we can do that.
Yeah.
We can create the Facebook profile. I mean, I sent you the example of kind of what that looks like, you know. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, yeah. No, because I'd rather have it separate from my personal profile.
Okay, that's fine. The client
so
interview.
I'll have to create one and send you a text message of the new URL.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Do you mind, though, doing that just before your client interview today?
Okay.
Yeah, it, I mean, it should take like 5 minutes to make one, or
yeah,
less
it's
than
easy
that.
To, it's easy to make one. Yeah, it's not a problem.
Okay, so yeah, just go ahead and make that before the client interview, because they can't conclude the client interview without that information, so that they
okay.
can start creating everything. So it's better just for
yeah,
them just to have that
yeah.
started, right? So
yeah,
go ahead and text me that, and then you have everything else. You know, I'm really excited to be working with you, really. I mean, it has been a pleasure.
Yeah,
so
thank you for being patient.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I know this is your business. You know, you do great work, and you just want the best thing for your company, and that's what we're going to be here for you, okay?
Yes, I appreciate it.
Did you have any other questions aside from anything else, or?
No, that's it. Just excited
okay.
to see the results.
Yeah, definitely. So they'll be giving you a call between 1 and 2. Just please, again, make sure you text me that URL, and then, you know, and we'll get you up and started, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
All right, Jesse, have a good one.
Bye-bye.